Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tazria Metzorah, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha a very interesting halacha. The Torah tells us in Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tes, V'hoya bayim ashvi yigalach es kol sa'aroi, es roishoi v'esakonoi v'esgabes eno v'es kol sa'aroi yigalach. The Torah tells us that at the end of the 7 days after the purification, after the Metzorah has gone through the purification process, one of the last things he has to do is he has to shave off all the hair on his head, his beard, his eyebrows, and all his hair shall be shorn. The Gemara tells us that everything is shaved except for the hair of his nose. We can imagine this is not one of the most enjoyable processes. It's quite embarrassing, and it's quite demeaning. Why is it that the Torah gives us this halacha, that a person that's finishing the tzaras process, after everything he's gone through, he's had to leave his home, leave his family, leave the city, now he has to go and shave off all of his hair? So some of Farshim give the answer that the pshat is that when a person has tzaras, and he's coming and he's doing tshuva, and he's going through the process, he's becoming a brand new person. And shaving off all of his hair is symbolic to shaving away the tumah, shaving away the avera that he did, and now he's starting off as a brand new person, like a baby does when a baby's born. A baby has almost no hair. This person also has no hair. The Ben Ish Chai gives an extremely profound answer, and I want to share with you today. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Tazayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have created many hairs in man, and each hair has its own pore. Why does each hair have its own pore? So that two hairs won't draw their nourishment from the same hair. If two hairs would grow forth from the same pore, the Gemara tells us it would blind a person. When the Metzorah shaves his head, he discovers that each hair has its own root, and he realizes that no hair takes away nourishment from another hair. He understands from that just as each hair has its own root, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for each person individually, and no one can take away what's destined for him for somebody else. When he cuts his hair, he also remembers that the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that a person cannot touch what his friend has, kemali nima, even a hair's breadth. Whatever is destined for me is destined for me. Whatever is destined for you is destined for you. And I cannot come even within a hair's breadth, even within a hair of taking what's yours. This idea of cutting off his hair and this idea of not getting what's his, just like hair which cannot grow two in one pore, help him overcome jealousy, which is a primary proponent of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is often spoken when someone feels that someone is taking money or honor that he believes should rightfully be his. Cutting off the hair reminds him that no one can take anything from him. No one can take anything away from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised you. Whatever a person is supposed to get, it's already predetermined in Shemayim, whether it's Mammon, whether it's Parnasa, whether it's Kavod, whatever it may be, a person cannot get for what the other person is supposed to get. And therefore, it reminds him that he will not be able to take away from what the other person has, and he shouldn't be jealous of what other people have. That's one of the reasons why we shave off all of their hair. It is for that reason that only the Kohen can make the determination of somebody is Tamei or Tahor. The Torah tells us that the Kohen is the one who makes the declaration after he inspects the Tzaras, and the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tzaras, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, that even if the Kohen is an Amaoretz, even if this Kohen who is somebody who is not knowledgeable in the Halachas of Tzaras, he brings somebody who is, and that person will inform him what to say. Why is it that the Kohen is the only one that can make that declaration? Why is it totally in lineage and it's not dependent on knowledge? And perhaps we could say that the Torah tells us in Dvarim, in Perek, at the end of Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the brachas to the Shvatim, Ula Levi Omar tu mecha ve'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Levi, the Shevet Levi, is considered a Shevet of Bali Chesed. People that look to do for others. People that look to help others. People that look only for the good of others. The Kohen's job and the Kohen's role and the mida that the Kohanim have is continuously looking for the good in Klal Yisrael, is continuously looking for the chesed in Klal Yisrael, to do chesed with Klal Yisrael. And that is why only the Kohen can make the declaration, because the Kohen will go out of his way to make sure within the halacha confines that this person will be tahor. And if he cannot, he'll at least be able to empathize with this mitzayra that he now has to go on a brutal journey of tshuva and hesiris, leaving his family, leaving his home, leaving the city. But in the end, he'll be able to have a tikkun from it. The Kohen can connect with that. The Kohen can help him with that. He can be mechazakim. And that is why it's the Kohen's job to determine tamei or tahor. A guten Shabbos.